Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
For our Sustainable Singapore series, and it's quite an exciting one. Okay, to put into context, right, this year alone, the world will produce 40 billion glass spirit bottles. So that works up to about 22 million tons of carbon emissions.
And that's why companies are trying to disrupt this disturbing pattern with more sustainable solutions, like what we talked about earlier in the morning.
Yes.
And now we've got a Singapore-based company, Proof & Company. The company, by the way, distributes independent spirit brands, cocktail ingredients, bar tools, and glassware across the Asia-Pacific region. And now they've decided to shake things up in the sustainability of the drinks industry. They can also stir things up.
I was thinking the same thing as well. So what they've done is they've launched Eco Spirits, which is the world's first zero-waste alcohol bottle packaging solution. Their reusable green vessel, dubbed EcoTote, carries 4.5 liters of spirit. Hey, wow, that's not bad. It's based on a simple principle, which is ending single-use glass.
It also eliminates 80% of the carbon footprint of spirits consumption. But not only does it reduce environmental impact of spirit producers, distributors and hospitality operators can also save costs.
You're looking at what? 70% of the base cost of spirits going towards packaging, labor, logistics and operations. Wow, this is going to be a good conversation. On the line with us is Paul Gabby, who is the CEO of Proof and Company Eco Spirits. Paul, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Tim and Elliot. Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
I'm looking forward to this conversation. But I suppose let's find out a little bit about Proof and Company. I understand you guys are an independent spirits company. So why decide to venture out from, you know, the drinks itself and venture into working with the packaging, so to speak?
Sure, and you quoted one of my favorite statistics off the top there. You know, you think about 7 billion or so of us on the planet and 40 billion bottles consumed this year. It's just a remarkable number. And you know, as a spirits distributor ourselves, we founded the company here in Singapore in 2011. We're involved in moving those bottles around the planet. If you take a beautiful craft tequila, for instance, which is becoming ever more popular in Singapore, and you're, you know, having a tequila at a great bar like, say, Atlas Bar, comes from Mexico, and that glass has to travel, you know, many thousands of kilometers here to Singapore to be used. It's only used once, and then it typically goes into the landfill. So it's just a remarkable problem that you get exposed to once you're in the industry, and something that people really hadn't set out to tackle until recently.
All right. Well, we are all aware about single-use plastic, of course, and washing out our glass bottles, putting them in recycled bins as well. Why do you want to take it one step further, though, by eliminating the glass altogether?
Yeah, for decades, we've talked about recycling glass, which is certainly a good step. It, you know, a recycled glass bottle consumes about 50% of the energy that it takes to make a new bottle. So while recycling glass is certainly better than single-use glass and then putting it the waste in the landfill, you're still only eliminating about half of the energy and carbon footprint of a bottle itself. We've, in the last, say, 5 years, I think the conversation around single-use plastics has really come to the fore. But people aren't yet talking about single-use glass. And so you have a very energy-intensive material, one that that's costly to make, that consumes a lot of energy. And simply recycling it is only an interim step. If we can eliminate the use of that glass bottle in the first place, you eliminate 100% of the waste and carbon footprint. So we believe that single-use glass will be a big rallying cry in the coming years, just as single-use plastic has been perhaps over the last 5 years.
Wow, very interesting perspective. Paul, could you walk us through how the idea grew from wanting to be more sustainable to this whole EcoTote thing that you have? Tell us a little bit about it and how long it took to develop.
Sure. I mean, I think some of the most interesting sustainability innovations, you know, you guys focus on this in your series these days, tackle two problems. They both are great business solutions, but obviously they also address the problem of waste or carbon footprint or sustainable principles. And EcoSpirits is very much that. You know, if you look at the shipping costs involved, the packaging costs involved in a single-use glass system, a lot of the cost is built up in those factors, not the spirit itself. So when we arrived at the idea of EcoSpirits, which was to create a closed loop and to create a circular system, we started about 2016, and we put together an engineering team here in Singapore. I think this technology is proudly developed in Singapore, engineered in Singapore, designed in Singapore. We filed the patent here in 2018 and developed the EcoTote as a solution for the last mile, which is how do you deliver spirits safely, hygienically, to bars, restaurants, and hotels, but in a packaging system that can then be cleaned, sanitized, refilled, and reused. And the EcoTote is that solution. It's actually the core of the technology, and it's where we filed the patent.
Now, this EcoTote you're talking about, what material is it made of and what makes it more sustainable compared to glass then? The material itself, when you produce it, what sort of energy is required to make that?
Ironically, the inside of the vessel is still glass. So what we're doing is we're using glass, which is a time-tested material. It's one of the most inert materials in the world, so it maintains the flavor of spirits. It's trusted by consumers. It's trusted by bartenders. But what we're doing is we're reusing the glass. So the glass vessel, which is 4.5 liters, as you noted, is enclosed in a shockproof ergonomic enclosure that allows for easy handling, unlike a box of spirits, which if you dropped it while you were carrying it around the back of the bar, you'd probably lose a couple of the bottles. With the EcoTote, it's designed to be shockproof, so if it's dropped, it doesn't shatter. The enclosure protects the glass itself, which then protects the spirit. And then once it's used, and once a bar uses up the 4.5 liters, they simply return the EcoTote for cleaning, sanitization, refilling, and sealing, and it goes back into service. So that's how you end up with no waste in the system.
So I'm looking at this EcoTote picture right here, and it looks metallic from the outside, the enclosure. What sort of material did you use for this?
Correct. The outside is an anodized aluminum, which provides good durability on the enclosure. It also helps with the shock resistance. And then inside are a number of sort of cushioning mechanisms that protect the glass. There's a great story I tell that, soda water in the old days was delivered in reusable glass bottles. I think, some people will think milk in those days. In Brooklyn, there are glass seltzer bottles, which are soda water bottles, that have been in circulation for more than 100 years.
Wow.
Just goes to show how durable glass is if it's protected. And so those simple principles were integrated into the EcoTote. Glass will last forever if it's reused carefully and if it's protected from impact and breakage. And that's really what the EcoTote is all about.
Yeah, it's like a giant glass bottle on the inside, which makes it pretty straightforward when it comes to pouring out the whiskey. I was a bit curious about that. But, we did mention that the idea behind all of this, not only is it to reduce the carbon footprint, but it does generate savings in costs of the spirit supply chain. Is it possible to get a percentage of how much costs EcoTote can bring down the price point for?
Sure, this goes to, benefit for the consumer. A lot of times bars and restaurants and hotels, especially in these difficult times this year, are challenged from a cost perspective. They have to maintain slim margins and profitability. And anywhere that we can help reduce cost in the supply chain allows the venues to offer their customers better products. It allows them to offer a more premium spirit, a more premium gin, a more premium tequila at the same price and protect their profitability. So tax is a big factor in spirits, I think, as we all well know, especially here in Singapore.
Yes.
So the savings varies by market, depending on the tax rate. But in general, EcoSpirits is able to deliver a 15 to 30% savings overall in the delivered cost of a premium spirit to the bar or restaurant. And that's on top of the environmental benefits, which makes it quite a powerful, combination and value proposition.
All right, Paul. Now, I do not drink as a person, but if I were to drink, I'd be attracted to the bottle of the spirit, and which is what some of the spirits are really outdoing each other as well in the presentation of it when you see it in the bar. But with EcoSpirit, where does that all go? They all look the same now.
Great question. And you'll see, I think, in the last week or so, our friends at Johnny Walker have announced a paper bottle, which is making some way.
We were talking about that this morning.
Exactly. And quite a beautiful, it's single use, but it's paper, so more sustainable. The bottle is very important. The bottle performs two functions in a spirit. One is to carry the spirit safely, to the end customer. But the second is storytelling. It's the vessel for the story of the brand, the spirit, and everything. So EcoSpirits really addresses that head on in that we provide a system for bars to safely and hygienically refill the original spirit bottle in the venue. So So for the guest experience, you're still being presented with the spirit in its original packaging. All that's happening is there's a safe and hygienic refill of that bottle on site. So instead of that beautiful, you're right. I mean, brands invest heavily in the beauty of, you know, they're trying to outdo each other with these beautiful glass bottles that tell stories about the liquid. And that's a big part of the consumer experience. Mm. So EcoSpirits has found a way to protect and preserve that customer experience. So, while eliminating the waste.
If I'm a customer in the bar, I won't see this eco-tote at all then.
No, that's correct. It works invisibly in the background, eliminating the waste. But what venues do is the story is very powerful, and it helps customers choose to drink green and save waste in the choices they make and what gin and tonic they order. So what venues do is they promote their partnership with EcoSpirits on the menu. So if you break the carbon savings down, a gin and tonic, say, at Raffles Hotel in Singapore, through EcoSpirits, saves about 30 grams of carbon over a traditional gin and tonic in a regular glass bottle that's single use. And bars like to promote that on the menu. So you'll see little icons on the menu that says this cocktail or this spirit is delivered through EcoSpirits, and therefore you're saving 30 grams of carbon for each drink you order.
That's fantastic. And you guys have an entire ecosystem, if that's the right word to use, because it's not just EcoSpirits and EcoTote. You guys have what's been dubbed the EcoPlant. You've got sites in Singapore, Sydney, Melbourne, Auckland, another ready to go live in China. These are specialized small footprint facilities. Could you tell us a little bit about, you know, what makes them have a smaller carbon footprint than other facilities, and if you have any plans to open other plants around the world?
Sure. The EcoTote is the sort of hero of the system. It gets a lot of the coverage on Instagram and the pictures and things. But the hub is really the EcoPlant, which is actually a containerized processing facility. We've designed them to fit within a 20-foot shipping container. If you are refilling a vessel, you need to do so in a clean environment according to sort of international hygiene standards. So the EcoPlant provides the location where an EcoTote gets cleaned, sanitized, refilled safely, sealed again, and then ready to dispatch to the market. And we've created this semi-automated, sort of beautifully containerized system that can be dispatched anywhere in the world and commissioned in just a few days on site. In Auckland, for instance, we work in a brewery there. So there's a brewery that hosts the EcoPlant and does the processing of the spirits into the EcoTotes. And it's not actually that the facility itself is low carbon. It just, the facility eliminates waste. And it's a very small physical footprint being in a single shipping container. So it works perfectly in terms of being able to bring a city online quickly. And we did launch Shanghai 6 weeks ago successfully, I'm pleased to report, and now working on the first three facilities for Europe, which are being manufactured now. So EcoSpirits will be in Europe by the fourth quarter of the year, which is an exciting step for a Singapore company like us.
Wow, fantastic.
So, Paul, can you give us an idea of what the feedback has been like for the bars here in Singapore, at least, that have been using EcoTote?
Sure. I mean, I really believe that the most promising and most scalable sustainability innovations are those that both offer business benefits and sustainability benefits. If you can find that combination in a value proposition, it's the most powerful. And because EcoSpirits provides that, the reception both here in Singapore but all across Asia Pacific where we've launched it has been tremendous. I mean, you know, venue partners are getting a chance to save money while dramatically reducing their carbon footprint, eliminating almost all of their glass waste from their spirit pours. So the feedback has been exceptional. In Singapore, I think we're well over 50 partners now that are using EcoSpirits. You know, Raffles Hotel last year was our pilot and global launch client, and the entire Singapore Sling, for instance, is running through EcoSpirits now and saving thousands and thousands and thousands of glass bottles a year, which is a good thing.
But then there's COVID-19 as well, which obviously means, you know, we haven't really been able to go back to bars, although some restaurants can serve alcohol, so fair enough, at least till 10:30 p.m. How has the pandemic affected business?
I mean, this is a challenging time for the F&B industry, there's no doubt. And bars especially are all about socializing. So in a world of social distancing, it goes strikes right at the heart of the bar industry. So it's been a difficult time around the region, certainly in the first half of the year. But bars are reopening. You know, here in Singapore, we're seeing restaurants can serve alcohol till 10:30. Yeah. In China, bars are back to normal operations. In New Zealand, we have bars open with no social distancing restrictions. So it's been a challenging period for the industry, but it's starting to come back. And there's a lot of talk now post-pandemic about a green restart, about using sustainability to come back, whatever the industry, to come back differently from before COVID-19. And I'm a big proponent of that. I think it's an opportunity for, as we reset here post-COVID-19, to look at new ways of doing things. And EcoSpirits fits well into that. And so venues are adopting it as they get ready for the recovery because it helps them bring their costs down. And they have something new to engage with guests about. So we see a bright outlook despite the challenges of COVID-19.
Yeah, and you know, just very quickly to wrap things up, something encouraging is this partnership that you have with Four Seasons Hotels and Resorts Asia Pacific. So they're going to exclusively pour spirits available through the EcoSpirits distribution platform. Any chance you could tell us, you know, just how many bottles are we looking to eliminate here? How many tons of carbon emissions will we be able to eliminate with this partnership?
Yeah, it's a wonderful commitment by Four Seasons. It's the first continent-wide commitment to ending single-use glass, so all across Asia Pacific and all their hotels. It depends, of course, on how strong business is in each of the properties around the region, but it will eliminate, I think, tens of thousands of glass bottles overall per year. And with each bottle being about 500 grams of carbon saved, you're talking 5,000, 10,000 tons of carbon emissions in total on an annual basis. Very small versus the 22 million tons you talked about at the top, but definitely a step in the right direction.
Every little bit counts. We've been speaking with Paul Gabby, who is the CEO of Proof and Company EcoSpirits. Paul, thank you so much for taking the time. Take care and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.